Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market, where just-picked Washington Rainier cherries, Skagit Valley strawberries, and Puyallup raspberries are trucked in each morning. Metropolitan Market, celebrating local.
Ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
And a whole lot of people in Seattle are going to be getting some brand new bags with that plastic bag ban going into effect.
July 1st.
But with you living in Edmonds, it's been that way for quite a while, hasn't it, Nancy?
Yeah, it's been several years since they passed the plastic bag ban, say that three times fast, in my hometown. And, you know, at first it was really hard, and I love that the Edmonds PCC had put these signs out. They've been there for some time, basically saying, like, did you remember your bag?
Boy, what Henny Youngman could have done with that line.
Yeah, and, you know, it took a long time for me to remember my bag, but I love having those canvas bags.
I use the KPLU tote bag, which takes the place of up to 47 ordinary bags and reminds you to take it with you when you leave the car,
That's right. Among many other things. Stein, did you send that off to Eddie Bauer to have them monogram it with your initials?
Oh, no, the KPLU tote bag monograms itself. Well, I'm not interested in preaching to anybody, and I'm not really interested in even discussing the merits of this thing one way or the other.
Well, wait, stop.
Oh,
because really, you can't understand the merits of, I was reading the article in the Seattle Times that said there were 292 million plastic bags a year in Seattle, and only 13% of them were recycled. That's a lot of plastic bags.
I'm not saying there is no merit to it. I think there is merit to it. I'm just not interested in talking about that end of it. What I'm interested in talking about is what we're going to do instead and what we're going to do about our cat boxes.
Well, you know, there is the paper bags. So you can always go to, you know, your friendly neighborhood Costco and buy the giant plastic trash bag rolls. They're relatively inexpensive.
So we're now substituting one plastic bag for another.
I wonder if you bring your own plastic bags in there, will they let you leave with them? I would think so.
I don't think they're going to confiscate them. And I can tell you right now, Nancy, they can have my used plastic bags when they pry them from my cold, dead hands.
Whoa, Stein. Pull back. But there is that problem with what you do. So, for instance, now that in Edmonds, where I do a lot of my shopping, though not all of it, and I don't really like to have a lot of paper bags around, but I have to tell you, if you're going to go out and purchase bags, might I suggest getting the heavy-duty cloth bags that have a really long shoulder strap? That way, you can schlep four bags into the house filled with groceries at one time. You don't have to go back to the car.
Wow, that sounds really great. I'm going to have to talk to the KPLU tote bag, which is made of space canvas, about extruding its own shoulder strap. Seriously, though, Nancy, I don't think I've ever seen a tote bag that had a shoulder strap. Where would you go in?
I got mine at PCC.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm talking to the tote bag. Anything PCC can do, the KPLU tote bag can do in more dimensions. And even though I said I was not interested in discussing the merits of the plastic bag ban, I have a feeling you are. So if you got something to say, well, let's hear about it at kplu.org. Click on Food for Thought. And while you're at it, anybody got some good suggestions about what we're going to do about cat litter and all the other things we use supermarket plastic bags for? Let her fly. We want to know. That's kplu.org. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Tote Your Own Stein.